The Traveler's Journal, August 17th, by balloon across the Atlantic. At dawn on this date,
in 1978,
three adventurers from New Mexico hung suspended beneath a huge silver teardrop-shaped helium balloon over a barley field on the outskirts of Paris. Shortly before 8, the barge-shaped gondola touched down, 5 days and 17 hours after it lifted off from Presque Isle, Maine. Double Eagle 2 had completed history's first crossing of the Atlantic in a free manned balloon. From start to finish, the flight of Double Eagle was an act of adventure and determination. Max Anderson, the driving force behind the project, was a successful businessman and dedicated hot air balloonist from Albuquerque, New Mexico. 18 months earlier, after reading about a recent unsuccessful attempt, he'd been seized by the notion of crossing the Atlantic in a balloon. With the help of his friend and ballooning buddy, Ben Abruzzo, Anderson researched the project and designed a gondola that would both sustain them on the flight and keep them afloat if they had to land in the ocean. By September, they made their first attempt. The flight of Double Eagle 1 was blown off course by storms and landed 2 days later in the ocean near Iceland, with Abruzzo near death from exposure. Undaunted, they tried again a year later, adding a third crewman, Larry Newman. This time, the winds were in their favor. Although the voyage was difficult and demanding, it went according to their plan. When they landed in the French field that August morning, they had accomplished one of the last big firsts in aviation history. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.